10 Wisconsin Republicans who served as false electors for former President Donald Trump have admitted their actions were aimed at overturning the 2020 election results. It's Thursday, December 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Dane County judge ruled this week that a 19th century state law does not ban abortions, but many laws governing abortion in Wisconsin are still on the books. And high school students could be accepted into the universities of Wisconsin schools without even applying. Corrine Hess will have more on that new program. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A lawsuit has been settled against 10 Wisconsin Republicans who cast false electoral college ballots for former President Trump in 2020. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
The group met in December of 2020 to cast electoral votes for Trump, even though he lost Wisconsin. Under the settlement, they admit that those actions were used in efforts to overturn the election of President Joe Biden. The lawsuit also names Jim Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro, two lawyers who helped plan the GOP electors' strategy. Mary McCarr directs a legal center that co-filed the lawsuit. She said the attorneys used Wisconsin as a testing ground in a broader plot.
Memos about this scheme written by Kenneth Chesbro to James Troupas started out talking about doing it in Wisconsin. And from Wisconsin, it spread to the other swing states.
The case against those lawyers is ongoing. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Dane County judge ruled on Tuesday that a 19th century law does not ban abortions in the state. But as Bridget Bowden reports, Wisconsin's abortion providers are still subject to a number of other restrictions.
Tuesday's ruling was a victory for abortion rights supporters in the state, but Amy Williamson of the Collaborative for Reproductive Equity at the University of Wisconsin-Madison says many laws governing abortion are still on the books.
There are many restrictions. Where Wisconsin goes is back to where it was in June 2022 before the Dobbs decision.
The restrictions include a ban on abortion after 20 weeks gestation, a 24-hour waiting period, and mandatory ultrasounds. State law also prohibits the use of Medicaid, state employees, health insurance, or exchange coverage under the Affordable Care Act for being used for abortion services. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, currently the only abortion provider in the state, has said it will abide by the restrictions. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, a Republican prosecutor says he'll appeal that circuit court decision that handed a victory to supporters of abortion rights. Dane County Judge Diane Shipler ruled this week that that 19th century law does not ban abortions. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky says he disagrees with Shipler's order and plans to appeal, but he says he will abide by her order unless he succeeds in having it halted or overturned. University of Wisconsin-Madison law professor Howard Schwaber said Tuesday's final judgment reaffirms an earlier ruling from Shipler.
In the short term, this changes nothing. We are exactly where we were after September.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has been providing abortion since this fall, citing the earlier ruling in Dane County. Shipler's decision came after the attorney general sued Ermansky and two other prosecutors. The suit was an attempt to stop abortion providers from being charged with felonies under the more than 100-year-old Wisconsin law. Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill yesterday expanding the state's safe haven law. It allows people to anonymously relinquish unwanted newborns. Under the law, so-called baby boxes could be installed in hospitals, fire stations, or law enforcement agencies with 24-hour staff. The boxes would have to be temperature controlled and ventilated for baby's safety. A box would automatically lock and set off an alarm in the building if an infant was placed inside. Madison Representative Sheila Stubbs was one of three Democratic co-sponsors. She says the bill came in response to an incident in Whitewater earlier this year. A woman was charged after leaving her baby in a field.
Perhaps if the baby box bill would have been introduced, we may have been able to save that child.
Previously, the state's safe haven law required people to hand over infants in person to first responders or hospital staff. Starting next summer, high school students could be accepted into University of Wisconsin schools without even applying. Corrine Hess reports the colleges are rolling out a direct admission initiative.
10 UW campuses will have access to student grade point averages from participating high schools. They'll match those numbers with admission requirements. From there, students will receive admission letters to schools where they are matched for fall 2025. UW System President Jay Rothman says his goal is to reach students who might not have considered attending a four-year school.
My sincere desire is that this will cause some of those students who thought, you know, college wasn't for me, to realize that they do have the capability of doing this and that they will enroll in our universities and ultimately graduate.
About 300 schools across Wisconsin are participating. The UW system is hoping to grow that number to at least 500. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, WPR's Margaret Faust visits Wisconsin's only recovery school, a place helping youth struggling with addiction and mental health challenges. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, a small private high school in Madison is the state's only recovery school. That means it's focused on helping youth who have dealt with addiction and mental health challenges. Now, state funding aims to encourage the creation of more recovery high schools around Wisconsin. Margaret Faust visited the school for a look at how it works to help its students.
It's a Tuesday afternoon in November at Horizon High School in Madison, and 17-year-old Cassidy, a senior, is licking a lollipop in science class. The students are learning about the scientific method by asking a question that originated in an old TV commercial. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? Cassidy makes a tally mark for each lick on the back of her worksheet.
I made it!
What was your number?
Okay.
She starts counting her tallies.
Nice.
There you go. I made it.
How many was it?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 30. Wait. 35, 30. Yeah.
She loses count, so her table mate Alex helps her. It took Cassidy 203 licks. Towards the end of class, a school administrator reminds the students.
The other thing, you guys, if you have not taken your UA, your name's on the board. Please do it.
UA stands for urinary analysis, aka a drug test. They're a standard part of the week at Horizon High School. It's the only school in the state designed specifically for high school students recovering from substance abuse disorders and mental health struggles. There are small staff-to-student ratios, twice-weekly group therapy sessions, and immediate attention to mental health crises. Cassidy smoked weed for the first time in fifth grade. By the time she started high school, she was getting high multiple times a day.
I did want to stop, but at the same time, I didn't.
WPR is not identifying her by her full name in order to protect her privacy. She started at Horizon in September. Before that, she says she was an aggressive and anxious person.
I just didn't think, like, no one cared. And I started coming here, they were telling me, like, they care. And then it's just, like, you're not alone when you go to a school like this.
Horizon is a private, nonprofit school that contracts with other schools in surrounding districts. Most of their funding comes from donations and grants. But school leaders say expenses are rising and donations haven't increased. The state budget that passed this year includes $500,000 to fund new and existing recovery schools in Wisconsin. Advocates say they hope the grants will help launch other recovery schools around the state. Madeline Brown is the school's therapist. She says recovery schools help students in ways that other schools and programs can't.
They see me every day. You know, we've made relationships together, so they know me. So they're going to be more likely to reach out if they're struggling. And that's definitely going to happen when someone's staying sober.
Horizon is a part of the Association of Recovery Schools. It supports communities trying to open schools like Horizon. Roger Oser is its chair. He says substance abuse is costly.
Dropping out of school, becoming court involved, medical costs to society. And, you know, God forbid, obviously, with the opiate-based addictions, it's, you know, higher mortality rates and overdoses.
According to a 2021 survey by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, 26% of high school students currently drink alcohol. 14% currently use marijuana. More than half the students surveyed were anxious, and a third were depressed. Tracy Gall, the school's director, says she's heard rumblings that other recovery schools could open in Wisconsin. She says it's worth it.
I've had kids come through here crying, screaming, angry, you know, no relationship with parents, flunking all their classes, not going to school, no job. And they get sober, and all of a sudden, things fall into place.
On the day of the visit, Cassidy brought her pet squirrel, Ozzy, to school with her. Ozzy scampers up Cassidy's arm before perching on her shoulder to snack on some nuts and seeds. Cassidy found Ozzy injured in a park near her home and took care of the squirrel because no one else seemed to know it was hurting. She says she feels like her school did the same for her. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, important story there. Thanks to our own Margaret Faust for bringing it to us, and you can listen back to it at WPR.org. And that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back here in your podcast feed tomorrow for a Friday edition of the show. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.